for bracha for something, and the tzaddik said, oh, either he didn't say anything, or he said, I can't help you. That's what's supposed to happen. That is what's supposed to happen. Look at the videos. You know, the Lubavitch Rebbe used to stand every Sunday and give out dollars. And it's all videoed. And you see sometimes, you see it in the videos, that somebody comes and gets asked for a certain blessing, and the Rebbe just looks at them, he just says, bracha v'atzlacha, just, you know, because the tzaddik looks at the person and says, that's ashgacha pratit, the person has to suffer, the person has to die, the person has to lose something. Hashem knows what he's doing.
But even though he could bless him.
He could give a blessing, but if the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow, then it doesn't help. I'll give you an example. Look at the Holocaust. You know how many tzaddikim were in the Holocaust? They were murdered. Well, they couldn't pray, ask for Hashem to stop it.
Yeah, what happened?
That's what's supposed to happen. It says in the Torah that there's going to be a Holocaust. This is not the only Holocaust that we suffered. We had dozens of Holocausts, which is relating to the one 70 years ago. But every century, almost 100 years is a Holocaust. So the point is that sometimes something has to happen. It's almost like not too long ago, my child has toothache for a whole night, screaming their head off. And of course, like I told you before, the wife is crying, the husband is like, be quiet. So, no, I'm just joking. But the whole night, the child had tooth pain. And the next day, we had to go to the dentist. Now, the dentist is telling me, what is the dentist going to do to me? So, you know, what am I going to lie? The dentist, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. I'm very sorry. You're going to have to get an injection. And then the dentist is going to drill into your tooth. And it's going to do all sorts of things. And your lip is going to be stretched. And they're going to suck the saliva out of your mouth. And this. And then your whole face is going to be numb like this for like half an hour. I'm not going to lie to the kid. I tell him, listen, it's not going to be fun. I'm already telling you. You're going to suffer. You ate a lot of candy, now you're going to suffer. You didn't brush your teeth, you're going to suffer. I'm very sorry. That's what's going to happen. So it's hard for me. And he sits on the chair, and I have to hold his hand, and hold his head, and hold his leg, and he's screaming, and this is... And it's hard for me to see my kid suffering, but it's good for him. The doctor is taking out the infection, and clearing the tooth, and fixing it. But it's hard for me to see the child suffer, but I'm not going to take him to the dentist. I'm going to say, okay, I don't want you to suffer at the dentist, but then you're going to suffer for a whole month from an infection in your tooth. So you suffer for 2 minutes in the dentist, and you don't have a toothache for the rest of your life. So sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu we have to go through suffering. And Hashem says, it's hard for me to see you suffer, but it's a dentist. It's only going to hurt a little bit. And after that, it's not going to hurt anymore. So maybe the dentist is 5 minutes, and the suffering in this world can be 20 years. But in regards to, you compare it to the spiritual world, 20 years suffering in this world is not even a blink of an eye for the neshama in the world to come, which is eternity. So yes, sometimes we have to suffer here, and God is not happy about us suffering. He just says, I'm very sorry, I have to take you to the dentist today.
And then you're going to be happy in the other
world. Yeah, and in the world to come, you're going to see, wow, thank God, that root canal that was hurting me for 20 years, I understand why it was hurting me for 20 years, because now for eternity, this little blemish that was on my soul got off somehow. Because you have now a stain on your garment. If you have now, I don't know, you take something, you just put it on the garment, it's not so dirty, you just brush it off. You take now hummus or something, it's stuck into your garment, and to take it off, you need to rub it and rub it, and then you have to go to the dry cleaner and they steam it out, and then you tell them, listen, the stain did not come out. I paid you a lot of money. Okay, bring it again. I'll steam it again. And they steam it and they steam it. Sometimes we do a bad thing, whether it's in a previous life or it is in this life, and there's a very deep stain stuck to my neshama, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing chesed with me, and he's making me suffer to take out the stain, and he says, I'm sorry. I know it hurts you. I have to take it out. Be quiet for a minute. You know, not too long ago, my kid came home, he had a splinter in the hand. So you know how painful it is?
A splinter,
you know, a little splinter. And I come, well, he tells me, take it out. So I come with a very sharp blade. And some alcohol. And I come with a needle, and I come and I burn the needle. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I said, no, I'm sanitizing it, don't worry. And I clean the needle, and I take the blade, and I cut his skin, and I pull it out, and he's screaming, and whole show. Relax, it's going to hurt you for 5 minutes, let me take it out. So sometimes we have a splinter in our neshama and the Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to pull it out, and it takes 20 years. 20 years that I'm suffering. And that's it. We just don't see it. We just complain. So the point is that nothing bad comes from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing bad comes from Shamayim. Shem is doing us a big favor. We just don't see it. And Bezrat Hashem, very soon Mashiach is going to come. We're going to see everything. And if Chas V'Shalom, a person doesn't have the merit to see Mashiach and he's going to go to the world above, he will thank Hashem 5 million times. Thank you for giving me such an annoying husband. Thank you for giving me poverty. Thank you for making me lose my business. It's all good. Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking splinters out. We're doing root canals on you all day long. So nothing bad comes from Shemayim. You just have to see it in the right perspective. That's why Hashem tells you, just Erech Apayim, forbearance, forgive that person. He's just a puppet. He's a messenger to press the buttons. That's it. Don't be upset with that person because I sent him. If you want to be upset at somebody, be upset at yourself. Because you somehow caused it, some way, that I have to now clean you. So I chose the messenger. That's it. Don't be upset at the person who's suing you. And don't be upset at the person who did something bad to you. God sent that person. So especially your husband. Your husband drives you crazy. Put a smile on your face and say, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem that you gave me such an annoying husband. And you take a step back and you're saying, I'm not going to listen to this child. I'm not going to get affected by this child. I'm not going to be annoyed by him. I'm not going to be insulted by him. That's
maybe
it.
He's not even well. He's not.
Forget about if he's well or not.
No,
the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
If you say to yourself he's not well, he's sick. And
but
he's
it's also not the right attitude 100%. Huh? I'll tell you why it's not the right attitude 100%. Because you're already looking at him like, okay, sick, miskin. It's not a good attitude. Just be more humble in saying, that's the will of God.
Baruch Hashem.
Not only Baruch Hashem, that's the will of God.
Yeah.
He made, you know when Paro, you know when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro? 10 times. Get the Jews out. No, I don't want to. Get them out. I don't want to. Every time I don't want to, another plague. Which one might think, well, just do one plague and finish with it. Why do I have to make a whole Hollywood production here?
Because
plagues, hail.
You believe in Hashem.
Yeah, the Torah says because I want to show miracles. But more than that, you see that every time the Moshe Rabbeinu came, Paro was thinking, and then it says that God hardened his heart. No, leave. So this is coming to teach you that sometimes a person, God is the one who's hardening the heart. Why? Because so you can pray more, that you can believe more, that you can work on your forbearance and your forgiveness, and that you will do an action. So don't be upset at the shortcomings.